27680.
You're hearing Week on the Web
with your host, Jeff Decker.
Safety and Operations Editor David Learmount's blog includes a picture of a severely iced-up transport belonging to scientists working for the U.S. Geological Survey in the deepest parts of Alaska. On a more seasonal note, he continues to report and comment on the repercussions from the August 23rd fatal Super Puma crash off Scotland. On the Dewline blog, Dave Mahamdar marks the Eurofighter Typhoon reaching 200,000 flying hours, while Craig Hoyle muses on the similarities between the Alenia Aermacchi M346 and the Irkut Yak 130, two trainers jointly developed, but now very much their own aircraft and pitched at different markets. Our own test pilot Pete Collins is one of the few journalists to have flown both, and the Dewline has details of how to catch up with both of his reports from Flight International. Last week, our question of the week asked, how will you mark the 10th anniversary of the demise of the Concorde? 34% of you said you were mourning, 21% said you're not bothered, 13% said you're confident about supersonic air transport's return, and 32% said you have mixed feelings, but it's time to move on. And now, the top stories of the week from FlightGlobal.com. The nose landing gear of a Thai Airways Airbus A330-300 collapsed after the aircraft made a runway excursion upon landing at Bangkok's Suvarnabhumi Airport on September 8th. The aircraft was operating as flight TG679 on the Guangzhou-Bangkok route, and the accident occurred at 23:20 local time, says a company spokeswoman. The 228 passengers and 14 crew evacuated via the aircraft's slides, which resulted in 13 minor injuries. The spokeswoman could not confirm the aircraft's registration numbers, but images on social media show the registration as HSTEF. A Japan Airlines Boeing 777-200 aircraft had to make an emergency landing on September 5th after its pilots discovered issues in its right engine. The aircraft, registration JA00D, was on the Fukuoka-Tokyo-Haneda route when the incident happened. Flight Global Pro data shows that the aircraft is fitted with Pratt & Whitney PW4074 engines and has been in service since 1998. The flight crew on board JAL-304 discovered issues with the aircraft's right engine shortly after takeoff at 8:27 local time and decided to shut down the right engine and perform an emergency landing. Scandinavian budget carrier Norwegian has put both of its Boeing 787s back into service after separate technical problems affecting the jets forced the carrier to wet lease Airbus A340s. Two A340s were brought in last week as Norwegian's second 787, newly delivered, indicated a brake malfunction which kept the aircraft grounded at Stockholm for several days. The aircraft arrived in Stockholm via a scheduled stop in Dublin early on August 30th. Incorrect installation of a washer in the nose gear torque link axle of an Airbus A300B4 freighter caused a chain reaction that ended with the aircraft's veering off the runway at Bratislava. The air contractor's twin jet had landed on runway 22 following a service from Leipzig on November 16th of last year. About 6 seconds after the aircraft touched down with its nose gear, the crew felt an increasingly strong vibration. As it decelerated to 85 knots and the thrust reversers were stowed, the aircraft veered left. Attempts to counter the yaw with the rudder and nose wheel steering were unsuccessful, and the aircraft left the runway. Its nose gear hit a manhole and collapsed. None of the three crew members were injured. Taiwan's Aviation Safety Council is investigating an incident where a China Airlines Boeing 747-400 freighter had to make an emergency landing because of a sudden loss of cabin pressure. The aircraft, registration B18716, was operating a Taipei-Abu Dhabi service when the incident happened on September 8th. At an altitude of about 30,000 feet, a cabin pressure warning sounded. The flight crew had to put on oxygen masks and declare a mayday to air traffic control, requesting for an emergency landing. The aircraft eventually landed at Toyan International Airport at 5:51 local time without further incident. The ASC has since conducted preliminary interviews with the pilots and removed the aircraft's flight data and cockpit voice recorders. China Airlines declined to comment when contacted, saying the ACS is now investigating the case.